You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
27th of June it is, and it is that time of the morning when you have to make some decisions. Do you go to the office or do you work from home? Do you eat breakfast or do you skip straight to brunch? Those are questions and answers that you have to arrive at yourself, but there are some other questions that I will answer for you. Which stocks are useful to buy or sell today? Well, that is precisely why we have the podcast of Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Ashish Chaturmota of Sanctum Wealth Management, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 10 to 15% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. The returns are, of course, are calculated as of closing recorded yesterday. So, before anything, let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Oberoi Realty has a buy call with stop loss at 540 rupees, target 640 rupees, upside of 10%. It closed yesterday at 579 rupees. State Bank of India with a buy call as well. It last traded at 358 rupees. Stop loss we're looking at is 340 rupees for a target of 400 rupees and an upside of 11%. And finally, Voltas Limited has a buy call as well. Last trading price of 653 rupees, stop loss placed at 620 rupees, target 750 rupees for an upside of 15%. Before we come back to find out why those stocks have buy calls from Ashish of Sanctum Wealth Management, let's also find out what he has to say about the recent trends set up on the Lal Street. Nifty 50 rallied for the second consecutive day in a row yesterday and closed above its crucial level of 11,800 on a closing basis. In the broader market space, the BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.47%, while the Mid Cap Index closed with gains of 0.85%. The index closed just a shade below 11,850 levels yesterday. Going forward, a breakout above 11,850 levels can infuse a rally which could take the index towards 12,000 to 12,100 levels. On the downside, however, supports are seen at 11,650 to 11,590 levels, not 950. In Nifty options, maximum open interest for put is seen at a strike price of 11,700. Followed by 11,600, while for call, maximum open interest is seen at 12,000, followed by 11,800. Let's get back to those names now. We start things off with Oberoi Realty, which has a buy call. The stock has been forming higher tops and higher bottoms since October when it hit a low of 351 on the weekly chart. It touched a high of 608 rupees in April last month and then corrected towards 487 rupee levels. The price bounced back to 578 and then corrected to make a higher low of 499 rupees. After moving back to the current levels, the stock has formed a double bottom pattern on the daily chart. The pattern has taken support at its 100 days moving average, which is acting as a support and resistance for the stock. The relative strength index, that is the RSI, has given a positive crossover with its average on the weekly chart. MACD line has given a positive crossover with its average and moved above the equilibrium level of zero on the daily chart. Therefore, the stock of Oberoi Realty, based on all of that technical evidence, can be bought at the current levels. It closed trade yesterday at 579 rupees for a target of 640 rupees with a stop loss placed at 540 rupees. That is for an upside of 10%. Oberoi Realty with a buy call. Next up, the country's largest bank, State Bank of India. It has seen a major multi-year consolidation between the levels of 350 and 150-odd levels for more than 8 years now. Last month, the stock saw a breakout from the base on strong momentum and good volumes, indicating buying participation in the stock. After 3 weeks of consolidation within the weekly long body bullish candle of 24th May has now resumed an uptrend. MACD line has given a positive crossover with its average and moved above the equilibrium level of zero on the daily chart. The ADX, that is the average directional index, which is an line and an indicator of uptrend strength, has moved above the equilibrium level of 20 with rising plus directional line on the daily chart. Therefore, the stock of State Bank of India can be bought at current levels and on dips towards 351 rupees with a stop loss placed at 340 rupees for a target of 400 rupees. That is State Bank of India with a buy call. And finally, Voltas Limited has a buy call. Did you know that yesterday was World Refrigeration Day, as it happens? Well, speaking of, Voltas has a buy call. The stock touched an all-time high of 675 in December 2017. And since then, it has been in negative to sideways correction mode for the last 18 months. It has formed a base between 470 and 675 odd levels and is now approaching breakout levels. The lows in the latter part of the base pattern have formed higher lows and long bullish bar, indicating buying coming in at higher levels. The price has given a breakout on the upside from the Bollinger Band, with the expansion of bands indicating the continuation of the trend in the direction of breakout on the daily chart. The last couple of sessions have witnessed good volumes with positive price correction, indicating buying momentum. MACD line has also given a positive crossover with its average above equilibrium level of zero on the weekly chart. Therefore, the stock of Voltas can be bought at current levels and on dips towards 641 rupees, with a stop loss below 620 and a target of 750 rupees. That is Voltas with a buy call. One last time those names: Oberoi Realty with a buy call. Target we're looking at is 640 rupees, stop loss 540 rupees, upside of 10%. State Bank of India with a buy call as well. Target 400, stop loss 340, upside of 11%. And Voltas with a buy call as well. Target 750, stop loss at 620 for an upside of 15%. Well, that's it for the morning. Here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you. Over the course of the day, we'll also be bringing out more podcasts. One of them is, of course, about the budget and whether or not it is relevant anymore. And the other one is, as usual, Stories of the Day, which will recap the events of the world for you. And if you've missed out on what happened yesterday, you can always go back and listen to Stories of the Day from yesterday, because stop clock for that is about 7 o'clock. So whatever has happened in the world until 7, I would have it covered there. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment. That always helps, and I always enjoy reading those. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.